Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the second week in Ordinary Time, January 24th, 2026. Mark writes in his Gospel, Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again the crowds gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, He is out of his mind. The Gospel today presents us with a moment that is at once startling and yet deeply human. Jesus, surrounded by crowds, pressed in on him from the very side, from every side. It's so absorbed in his mission of love that he and his disciples cannot even sit down to eat. And then, unexpectedly, painfully, his own relatives arrived, not to support him, but to restrain him. They think he has lost his senses. They misunderstand him. This is one of the most revealing scenes in the Gospel because it shows us that misunderstanding is woven into the very fabric of the Christian life, beginning with Jesus himself. We often imagine that the greatest trials of Jesus came from hostile authorities, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Romans. And yet here we see a more intimate suffering, the pain of being misunderstood by those who should have known him best, his own kin. Their reaction is not entirely malicious. They see a man who is overwhelmed by crowds, constantly giving of himself, disregarding his own physical needs, and they interpret it through human categories. He is out of his mind. But Jesus is not out of his mind. He is perfectly in the heart of his Father's will. His relatives cannot see the divine fire within him. The intensity of divine charity is often incomprehensible to those who have not yet surrendered to God's Spirit. This Gospel, therefore, gently warns us, do not be surprised when the world does not understand the ways of God. Do not be surprised even when those closest to you misinterpret your love, your sacrifices, your faith, your obedience. Jesus himself has walked that road. If Christ endured misunderstanding, his disciples will not escape it. Whenever a person gives their life wholeheartedly to God, when they pray deeply, love radically, forgive generously, live with intensity, reject worldly compromises, there will always be voices that cannot make sense of such a life. Some may think, they're too religious, they're naive, they're wasting their time, they're extreme. But the Gospel reminds us that the world's judgment is not our compass. Holiness always looks strange to those who measure life by different metrics. Love looks excessive. Forgiveness looks reckless. Sacrifice looks irrational. Humility looks weak. Chastity looks repressive. Mercy looks foolish. Yet this is the divine logic of Christ, a logic that overturns our earthly categories. Here is the paradox. Misunderstanding, when accepted in union with Jesus, becomes a place of intimate communion with him. because to follow Christ is to walk along the same path he walked, a path where even family may fail to see clearly, where motives are questioned, where charity is misinterpreted, where obedience to the Father is mocked or dismissed. If you ever have felt unseen, misjudged, or misunderstood in your pursuit of God, then the gospel invites you to rest in this truth. Christ stands beside you. He knows what it feels like. He sacrifices that very experience with his presence. Your misunderstandings, given to him, become a quiet offering of love. He does not react with irritation. He does not argue or defend himself. He does not seek to correct every false perception. Instead, he continues the mission the Father has given him. Jesus demonstrates a critical spiritual principle: seek fidelity, not approval. Seek God's will, not human understanding. Seek Christ's peace, not worldly validation. When misunderstandings arise, the disciple is invited to remain anchored in God's gaze, confident that the Lord sees and knows the heart completely. This gospel calls us to examine our own hearts. Where do I fear being misunderstood for the sake of the gospel? Do I hold back from loving boldly because of what others might say? Have I allowed the judgment of others to distract me from my mission? Can I unite my experiences of misunderstanding with Christ's, offering them as acts of love? Let today's gospel remind you: holiness does not depend on being understood. It depends on being faithful. Jesus was misunderstood, and yet he saved the world. We too can bear fruit even when others do not fully grasp our motives or our path. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who were misunderstood by the closest to you, grant us the courage to follow you without fear of judgment, the humility to endure misunderstanding with grace, and the confidence to remain faithful to your call, even when the world does not understand. Draw us near to your Sacred Heart, and may we find in you our peace, our identity, and our unshakable purpose. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others, and join me here each day in my hermitage, where we'll reflect over the gospel of Jesus Christ and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.